Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley is not in today. He's on the road heading back home, and they are listening in. I just got word of that. And so you've got me, your host here, Tim Brown, coming to you from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and the infidel that Allah warned you about for a Muslim friends. I hold to the book of the Bible as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here on, what day are we in? Friday. We're at the end of the week. These days go by so fast. They really do. And we got a special show for you today. I was telling our guest I'm going to have to come up with him an intro because I'm considering he's probably going to become a regular on the Sons of Liberty with what he's doing. And we praise God for him doing what he's doing. But before we bring him on, check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of radio, you can head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down on the right side of the page, and you will see that we're streaming live there. That's right. You can see the faces made for radio if you want to do that. Click on it, make it large on whatever device you've got the feed on, and then click on the icon there. Join us in the chat. Love to have you there. We're also live on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page. Also, our Rumble page. We're live there. Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Look that up on Rumble. Change videos to channel. Put that in one word, and you should find us in the live deal there. So be sure to check us out on those platforms, as well as DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty and Switch at Setting Brush Fires. So we're streaming out on all these platforms. If you missed the show this morning, that's available right under where we're streaming live, and be sure to check that out. Also, right above those two videos is where you can sign up for our email newsletter. We don't rent your email, sell it, or spam it to anybody. You get one email from us a day, and this is all the articles that Bradley and I and our contributors put out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So be sure to sign up for that today. And if you would like to help us meet the needs that we have, we never ask you for money. It's just not a thing that we're interested in really doing. So if you want to help us do what we do, and we can't do it without you, so if you want to help, there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that and make a one-time donation, or head over to the left side of the page at top of it, and you can become a partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of Liberty. Our store is also available this week. Real quickly, we're highlighting our dog tags, and yeah, these are mock-up pictures that you see. The real thing looks gorgeous. It really does. Same size as a regular military dog tag, except a higher quality metal. Sons of Liberty on the front, 1 John 3:18 on the back. In fact, if you order one of these, they come in silver or black, by midnight on Saturday, you enter the promo code LOVE, which ties in with 1 John 3:18. These not words, right? And you enter that, you'll get 10% off of these, as many as you want to get out of our store. Be sure to catch that deal if you've been looking to pick those up. Now, with that said, we've got on line with us Adam Heikla, and I'm going to bring him on in just a minute, but I want to play a couple of videos that may run over into the second segment, okay? I'll be sure to listen out, and we'll cut them off, but there are two videos that you need to see. They were out yesterday. Now, Adam's got some corrections he wants to make today, so we're going to let him do that, but I want you to hear what he did when he went to a health department meeting, and he addressed the board there specifically to place one of them under arrest. This is just incredible. This is what needs to start happening around the country, is starting to deal with these criminals. Here's Adam.
Hello, my name is Adam Heikla. I'm a business owner here in Hastings. And I'm trying not to be too upset here. That young lady, I mean, you, as a board, as elected representatives, I don't care about any of these appointed bureaucrats that are doing this garbage. You elected representatives have a duty to the people that elect you. This is the same thing that I have to repeat to every single board that I address, because we have the same brokenness on every single board right now, in every community, our counties, our cities, our townships, our school boards, they're all controlled not by the people in the community. They're controlled by outside forces that many of you then get influenced by so that you can achieve and move up the ranks. So that you can have and achieve power. How many people in this room make $100,000 a year? Anybody? Colette Springer, I know, makes over six figures, right?
Wow.
Right? So how many people here have an ability to send a letter, because my understanding, even though you still haven't held up to what you said you would do, Ben, I asked you, Ben, if you would have the letter that was sent to the board members by an attorney, by a stranger.
Wow.
But you have not provided that letter still. That letter is to say that you all cannot fire her or reduce her budget. Is that correct? Who wants to admit to this letter?
Yep.
None of them want to admit.
Look twice. Here we go. We got someone. Thank you. We have a letter from Ms. Springer and an attorney on an unelected appointed bureaucrat who has the ability to manipulate and control how many thousands of lives right now.
Many.
And you all won't even admit and come out with and hold up to what you said you would do, Ben. Tuesday, right? That's what you told me then. That we would have that letter available for people to see, to understand how our voice doesn't even matter. That we're going to have attorneys that are going to come in and tell you all the statutory BS that you listen to that all violates our rights that you're supposed to take an oath to, right?
Yeah.
And I think you all take an oath as elected officials, right?
Yeah.
How do you even understand our rights that you're violating on that oath when you're upholding statutory guidelines that violate our rights every single day? Our rights to be free and self-governed, not governed and controlled like we're seeing right now.
Right.
Hang on, everybody, because Adam's on it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back on the other side of the break. Hang in there.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. I'm going to finish up this video right quick, and then I've got another short one that Adam's got that backs up to this, and we're going to bring Adam on. All right, here's Adam finishing up.
Glory.
So Adam gets an applause there. Now, I got the videos backwards, but it's kind of good. What brought all this up here? Well, it's the first part. And I've got to change my labels on these, but it's the first part. Here's what came before that. If you thought that was good, here's what came before it, okay? Here's Adam again.
Here we go, nice. Sir. And my name is Adam Michael. And go to the scripture under MCO 764.16. I'm placing you under arrest as a private person for a federal felony.
Woo!
Conspiring to deprive someone of their constitutionally protected rights. 18 U.S.C. 2383 prohibits opposing the Constitution or disobeying the legal command of the oath of office to uphold the Constitution. 18 U.S.C. 371 prohibits committing offenses against the U.S. by violating the constitutional oath of office. You have violated the 14th Amendment, Equal Protection under the Law, Michigan Constitution, Article 1, Section 23. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions. You have the right to have a lawyer with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you before any questioning if you wish. If you decide to answer any questions now with a lawyer present, you have the right to stop answering at any time. Do you understand the rights I have just read to you? Your silence will say that's acceptance. Officer Miller, I'm handing over custody to you under Michigan law.
Yep.
For you to take her under custody.
Sure.
We're tired of being called Miller.
I understand, but let's discuss this later.
Well, those are the violations.
They wouldn't want to be discussing things if Adam went over his talk time, would they? They'd be ready to push him off that podium and arrest him if he wouldn't get off the podium.
Thank you.
You need to contact him right now.
I did.
Is there further public
comment?
We're going to wait until the superior officer gets here and understands the law that has just been read and then that he's
had. We can wait so close to the end.
We're here. We're waiting.
Mr. Miller is not going to uphold the law that has been required and requested of him at this time to take Ms. Fringer into custody, from my custody, then we will stay here, and I will stay here until his superior comes and informs him of the law that he needs to follow.
The board will stand at recess if there's no objection. I call the chair. All right, take her.
She's under arrest, but she's not allowed to leave the premises.
Okay, there's just a few seconds left, and we're gonna go ahead and bring Adam on before we get too far into the show here. And one of the things is that the ladies in the chat corrected me, so thank you. This was at the end of the meeting, not the first. I was misunderstanding what it went on. This is what was at the end. And under Michigan law, Adam is supposed to have the right of a citizen's arrest to make that and then hand him over. So with that said, I teased Adam since he's going to be probably coming on the Sons of Liberty radio show probably pretty often, that I should get him like one of those WWE songs when he enters so he can come on. But in any case, Adam, it's great to have you back at the Sons of Liberty, man.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Now, tell us what went on and tell us what happened here and something you might need to correct for the audience here.
I was kind of confused too when you started out and said it was the opposite order there. So that was my first correction that I was going to do, obviously, but sounds like they did get you corrected on that. Because we had a very large meeting, and a whole lot of parents, hundreds upon hundreds. I mean, 400 to 500 parents came through that building. And yeah, we are all fed up. I think everyone around America is fed up right now with tyrannical orders that are being imposed. And so I've been trying to figure out with several other people how do we handle this stuff, right? How do we stand up for our rights and make something happen? And yesterday we enacted some things that I've been working on and thinking about, and maybe wasn't 100% exactly what we're supposed to do because we're all learning. And so so I did end up releasing her, and a lot of people were confused by that, but as we go through this process, we're going to learn, and as we learn, we have to understand when we make any sort of mistake in any way, correct that mistake, and then move forward. And we do believe that there are, there's definite wrongs that have happened, and there's actions that are going to be going forward with Ms. Scrimger and others. I do believe that. But we're going to take some other avenues as well at this point. So it was an interesting and intense thing, though, for sure, and a good learning experience more than anything. I think that it's really helping to open the eyes to just people in general. Like, people go, wait a minute, we can do something like this at all? We can. If we have officials, if we have people that have committed a felony and we have the evidence and the proof of that, we can enact a citizen arrest. And we're going to master this. I'm going to master this. I'm going to help and then educate so that we don't have any issues and other people can replicate this, not just across Michigan, but across the nation. So that's kind of that's really the goal on this. So,
okay. Adam, let me ask you a question, because we've got just about a minute here before we go to break.
Yep.
What happened at this that the sheriff's deputy or whoever's there, the police officer, whatever, wouldn't make the arrest? Now, they look like they're ready to intimidate you out of that little pulpit there if you speak over the time, and even arrest you if you don't. But yet when you point to the law, you cite the law and all of that other, they don't do it. What's going on there? You got about 20 seconds or so, and then we'll cut out for the break.
Well, I think in a lot of it is a lack of training and education. We the people don't fully know our rights and the law. And unfortunately, even our individuals that are supposed to be upholding the law have not fully been educated. And so, there's common law and there's statutory law. We are to be free and self-governed under common law. But we don't understand that. We understand the statutory laws that have been compiled over the many, many years. You know, that humongous stack of paperwork that they always put up there, that's all the laws. That's what they feel they have to uphold, but a lot of those are repugnant and violate our rights.
I agree. All right, we're going to be right back with Adam. Adam, hang on with us, and we're going to bring you on after the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on to the break, and we'll see you on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Pfizer booster shots will bring the COVID pandemic to a close. She calls it an important first step. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible for the boosters. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says multiple states are ready to put booster shots in arms.
Colorado, along with New York, Ohio, and other states across the country are ready to activate large vaccination centers to get shots in arms as quickly as possible.
The Buoff Law Firm in Tampa Bay is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of Brian Laundrie. The Florida man is wanted in connection with the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito, on a cross-country road trip. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI. USA Radio News. The clock is ticking regarding a new agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
The federal government could default on our debt for the first time in American history come next Friday. Lawmakers have drawn lines in the sand. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
If they want to tax, borrow, and spend historic sums of money without our input, they'll have to raise the debt limit without our help.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
How heartless can you be? You voted to spend these monies because of COVID. It was a valid reason. And now you don't want to pay for it.
America's debt is currently well over $28 trillion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court in Atlanta will take up Georgia's abortion law. Friday's hearing comes after the state's new abortion rule was struck down last summer. A measure passed by state lawmakers in 2019 outlaws most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome out to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. Maybe you got a question for Adam. He may have an answer, he may have an I don't know, but you're welcome to call in and ask. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, back to you, Adam. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about what was going on, and during the break, me and you were passing texts back and forth about some bit of nervousness. Don't be nervous. I mean, you've been on the show before. It's not a big deal, but you've got some correction that has happened with you with regards to this. And if you could clarify for the people, I think some of the ladies are doing it in some of the chats, but they're only in one section of video platforms that we're on. Mm-hmm. Can you clarify who it was that you were placing under arrest, what her position mm-hmm. is, and exactly what she had done as to why you were pursuing this?
Mm-hmm. So we were doing this because she is the health director for Berry and Eaton County in Michigan here. They are of a joint health department, and she's the one that has enacted all of the mandates. And so because of her inaction of these mandates, they have violated our rights that are protected in the Constitution. And so we went through the U.S. codes, that state, that they are felonies when they, in their office, they act, violate our rights because they have they should not be violating our rights. Part of that is that their oath that they take to uphold the Constitution, not to violate our rights. And so that's what we're acting upon there.
Okay, and you cited something in there. It seemed like from Michigan.
It was the Michigan code too, the MCL. Okay. Yep. 7764 That 1.6 is what I believe. I got to look it up just to make sure which one, because I've been thinking about and talking about all of them here.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is you guys have a specific law that allows for citizens to do that, and I'm wondering how do you, with the way things are set up. Not that I disagree with what you did. I wouldn't have even had a problem with you putting the zip ties on her or whatever. But the question I have is, what happens? I mean, you went immediately and turned to the people who are charged with the particular authority of actually taking her and arresting her and booking her and putting the charges against her and things of that nature. You actually went to do that. But in Michigan, you have a specific law that allows for citizen arrest. Can you explain that for people so they get an idea of what that is? This isn't Barney Fife running off here.
Right. That's what we cited, MCL 764.16. Let's see if I can pull it up here. So I can tell you what it is exactly. But so we have, it says an arrest. Arrest by private person situations is that MCL, which is the Michigan compiled law. It says a private person may make an arrest in the following situations: for a felony committed in the private person's presence, if the person is to be arrested has committed a felony, although not in the private person's presence, if the private person is summoned by a peace officer to assist the officer in making an arrest, if the private person is a merchant, an agent of a merchant, an employee of a merchant, or an independent contractor providing security for a merchant of a store and has reasonable cause to believe that the person to be arrested has violated Section 356C or 356D of the Michigan Penal Code, Act number 328 of the Public Acts of 1931, being Section 750.356C and 750.356D of the Michigan compiled laws in that store, regardless of whether the violation was committed in the presence of the private person. That is the complete MCL 764.16.
Okay. All right. It sounds to me like what they're trying to do is maybe, and you tell me if I'm wrong from what you've talked about with the sheriff, but it sounds to me like what they're trying to write with the law is you can do that with the ordinary people, but these people who've been put in positions of authority, you can't be doing that with, that's how I'm going to take that they're going to do it. Is that what they've told you, or is that what they're trying to work through?
I mean, the way that it really just my opinion on it, I guess, more than anything, is the way that I see this is them, yes, protecting their system of authority that they have. They've been trained to do it, though. I mean, most of them, I feel, are really good people, and they're just really, they don't know what the true, you know, the battle that we're in, and like Sons of Liberty, like Bradley's always talking about, is right versus wrong. It's the path that's straight and narrow. It's not all these other these systems of power that pulls us to struggle between. And I think that's what it is that they don't understand the system of freedom that we have in America. They don't understand it. Majority of us don't. We have not been educated upon it. And that's the journey that I've really been on for a lot of years, is figuring out why has everyone fought forever, you know, since the inception of America to get here, to have freedom. You know, what is different? And I'm finding that the way that our law enforcement, we'll call them law enforcement, is that they're upholding laws that are, as I said, repugnant. They are, they're not valid laws because they, in some capacity, violate our rights that are protected in the Constitution, because our rights do not come from the government.
That's
our
right.
Rights come from God.
That's right.
And we, the people, then created the Constitution to form the government so that they could be limited and they could be in these situations held responsible and liable when they violate our God-given rights. And we've just been asleep for a long time and not known fully what our rights to freedom are. And we've got all of these systems that have been created by this large government that we've become dependent upon and have made our lives easier in some capacities. And so we've become dependent, and we don't want those systems to go away. So it's such a weird catch-22 that we are in right now. Because I think that everyone wants freedom, and now they're really seeing that we don't have it, but they don't want to give up some things in order to have a real freedom again. Because freedom takes hard work, and it's going to take some sacrifice right now. And that's what we need to recognize, is the little bits of sacrifice that we're going to need to do to get back to being truly free and self-governed. That's been my focus and my goal, in all the things that I'm doing. And again, none of us are going to be perfect in what we're doing. We're going to make some missteps and miscues, but the important thing is that we recognize when we do make a mistake, that we correct that wrong, and we move forward in, like the Constitution says, in a peaceable manner, because we're not trying to do anything to be, really angry or out there or extreme in any capacity. We want to see good things happen. We want to see the right thing happen. And, that's just has to be everyone's goal. That has to be everyone's focus. And we have to bring people around us that are having that same goal and understand when we have to remove people that don't have that goal. And, that's a tricky thing in itself, figuring out who to trust, right?
Well, it is. It is. And the things you're saying are tied right with Scripture. You know, I mentioned this morning when we had Lee Garrett on, and I said, you know, what has God called us to? Well, He's required of us to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. And so what you're doing, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being outraged and angry over injustices. There's everything right about it. God Himself He has a righteous anger against sin. He can't look upon it. He has to deal with it.
Right.
And if people don't think that God deals with sin, go to the cross. Look at what He did to His own Son. And His own Son was willing to bear for sinners in order to purchase them back and reconcile them unto God. So He does deal with sin. And He's dealt with sins of nations. He's dealt with sins of individuals. We see that all through Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. We see it all through there. And so there's nothing wrong with righteous anger, brother. There ain't anything wrong with it. But you're exactly right. You're trying to do it peacefully by saying, here's the law. We're going to make this arrest. We're going to bring justice against you because you're a lawbreaker. Just like we would a guy who's out here and mug somebody in the street. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have to do these things to enact the changes that we want to see. Because the people that are elevated into these systems that we have currently, they all end up being controlled by that system. And we always think like we want to get into that system and we can work within it and change it from within, but it never happens that way, because once you're in that system, you're surrounded by and controlled by that system of power, and there's really no way it's just such a dark place. Like we have to change it from the outside. We cannot. Once you get into that system, there's too much opportunity to become corrupted and too little opportunity to actually make change, I guess, if that makes sense. Because I've been there. I've been an elected official. I've been the top elected official in my township. I was the township supervisor. I was the one that signed the contracts for my community. I didn't have enough support. There was no way to build enough support from people that were a part of that system to enact a change from there. But it's not how we're supposed to make the change. We, the people, are supposed to be the ones truly to have the control and the voice over our representatives. But it's just been so far gone. We've got to rein it in some way, some capacity. And doing actions like this when we know that they are in violation of oaths of office, of our rights that to be protecting in the Constitution, we need to know and learn how to stand up and put them out of their positions of authority, never to do it again. You know, that's where we're at. We have to stand up in a severe and stern manner, right? But
I agree.
Again, peaceably, because it doesn't have to be. You know, I did the arrest portion there calmly, right? I mean, the first part when I addressed them, I did yell a little bit yesterday.
Yep. Yep.
But when I did that portion, I was peaceful, you know?
Yep. Adam, hang on. We're going to come back after the break. And what I want you to do is kind of help people understand this difference that you were making, the distinctions of statutes and actual law. People, My final segment is coming up, so if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. A couple of passages of scripture here. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. That's Proverbs 28:5. In Leviticus, we're told, "You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor." And then there's another one that's really interesting here that comes to my mind here. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. That's Proverbs 31:8-9. Now, this is something that we talked about with Lee, that when he was being, you know, harassed by the police, being arrested, his family was being attacked, all of these kinds of things. Neighbors would come and help when it was just, you know, a ragamuffin bunch of people, a motley crew come to his front door or whatever. But when the police come, they're scared of them. And that's not a good thing. We need them to understand they're servants, and they need to fear us more than we need to fear them. But here's what God's laid out. And I want to appeal something here, because I asked you, Adam, to think about this difference that you were making between statutes and law. And we've got, you know, stuff like in U.S. 18 Code 241 and 242, these things right here. I'm just going to show them quickly. Conspiracy against rights. And boy, I think about this with all of this whole COVID 1984 pandemic stuff. And, you know, if they infringe, if anybody in a position of authority is infringing on the liberties of people and it costs them their life, look, this is what it says. It said you may be imprisoned for any term, years, or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. And the same thing happens in 242, deprivation of rights under the color of law. In other words, you're claiming it's law, but it's not law. It's something else. You've made it up, or you're listening to somebody else, but you're not enforcing the law. Do these things play into what you were talking about when you were talking about the distinctions between statutes and law?
Yeah, I mean, because the common law, the law of the land or God's law is the basics that people have governed themselves for a very long time, right? But and all of the statutes are this legislation that our legislators create and enact through the Constitution, because the Constitution gives them that authority in order to create these other legislation. So all of that legislation that they create are called statutes, right? It's statutory laws. And those statutory laws are what our attorneys are trained in. Those statutory laws are what our police forces are typically trained in. So they, as a foundation, they learn all of these complex, things, of laws that are interwoven, piles upon piles upon piles upon paper, that they have to follow or dig through, in order to, have their power. And that's where this whole breakdown and flip-flop has happened, because they're not supposed to have power over us. But with these statutory laws that we've allowed to remain, and really given up our power to, because the government only has power by definition through the consent of we the governed. And so since we have been ignorant on statutory law versus the law of the land, where we are to live free and self-governed, where we simply just do no harm. That's really kind of the basics, right? We are to do no harm. And if we are harming somebody, they have a right to take us into court and to be repaid for that harm. But we've gotten so far away from it, because we've not wanted to understand how we have to live morally and just, to be self-governed. An immoral society is going to get what an immoral society deserves. And
that's right.
And that's really where we're at today.
Yep. That's exactly right.
We've completely lost our systems of morals that allows us to be free and self-governed. So there has to be some sort of authority over us. Otherwise, things get even more out of control, So that's we've asked for this, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But does that make sense? I guess.
Yeah. No, it does.
My brain's a little fried.
Well,
today.
That's okay. Let me see if I can break it down for people to understand.
A little, help us out with.
Yeah, because I think I understand what you're saying. You tell me if I got it right. What you're saying is what's come on us is the same thing that came on biblical Israel, Old Testament Israel. They had the law of God. It was very simple. It's very specific. And then what they did was they started letting these oral traditions come in. This is the stuff that came out. A lot of it came out of Babylon, we know, under the Talmud. And Jesus addressed a lot of this stuff with the Pharisees. So what the Pharisees did was they started making all these statutory laws, if we want to use that term, that weren't part of the law at all. And they were putting a burden on the people that they themselves weren't even carrying. They weren't even.
Was it like 600 laws or rules or something,
right,
that they.
Right. So the people couldn't even keep up with what they were saying. They couldn't keep up with what they were saying. They prided themselves on the fact that they knew all the statutes, but they weren't keeping them themselves. Kind of reminds me of, a lot of people who in authority today.
Yeah.
But you said,
yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you said this. You said, look, I'm learning. We've been ignorant. And Thomas Jefferson was the guy who said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. And so I appreciate your honesty and your integrity to go out there and do what you did. And now you've come back. And I know some people have asked in the chat, well, what happened? Where did the ball get dropped? Can you kind of give us some insight on some things that you saw that you did wrong that you're correcting there?
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, I don't know if I want to develop too much on that.
Okay.
just because there's, but I will say that there is some of their actions that are happening that there was over 200 affidavits that were signed by individuals that stated that they are aware that the health director, Colette Scrimger, is in violation of MCL, which one was that? I think it was 750.217C, and that she is impersonating an officer. And so there was over 200 of those that were signed and then delivered to the sheriff yesterday. And so the sheriff, upon that, has opened a full investigation, and we'll find out sometime what comes of that. But I think that is definitely a route that we'll see, hopefully some action with her. You know, I mean, again, all of this, more than anything, I think we just need people's eyes to be opened. We need people to understand that we can't just come together when we're angered about something. We have to change the way that we're functioning in our society, and we have to start participating on a regular basis. That's what I've been saying since I've learned, you know, how messed up everything is many years ago and started to get involved myself in my local community. And, you know, it's just grown for me to go to multiple other communities now, because I've seen it. It's the same brokenness, and I can help to get people to understand that the changes that we need to do. And really, it's just being unafraid to stand up and ask questions and to continue to ask questions when they give you an answer that just blows you off. And, you know, because they're so good at it. Politicians are so good at making you feel good, like they listen to you and like they're going to make a change and they're going to do something. But as we've seen, we never get results from these individuals. They're too busy wanting the next best thing for them in their position and you know, the next level that they can achieve. So yeah, I mean, it's just up to us to continue learning. I don't even know what you asked me originally. Now,
well, no, I was getting getting to that. That you're in the learning process in this. You haven't gone to any kind of schools that's taught you these things. You're having to dig in it. You're having to separate out time to learn it yourself.
Yeah.
And I know other people who have done the same thing. We're coming up near the end of the show here, and that's kind of what I was wanting to get at. Is just because you might make an error here or there, or you might make a mistake in the process. You know, we've seen those in authority make deadly errors in judgment.
Right.
I mean, that cost people lives. You haven't done it to that point. And so you can correct that, and you still want the right thing. And you're helping others to come up. People are inspired by you, Adam. And so they're going and they're saying, hey, can I get on this? Can I learn some of these things with you? When we had you on the show in the morning, you were saying the same thing, that you were sitting down with other men and you were, you know, you guys were discussing these things. You were sharing what you were learning. See, to me, that's the discipleship that we're talking about. When the Bible talks about discipling, look, we're in the kingdom. Everything is sacred. Nothing is secular for the believer in the Lord Jesus. Everything is sacred. And so we're to disciple people based upon the law, and where we got to learn to deal with it in the courts and other places like that, we have to learn that. Adam, we got about 20 seconds here, so tell people where they can find out more about you, how they can catch you or get in touch with you or whatever.
You know, I've don't have a whole lot other than my Facebook right now. I've got, I don't know, I think I started a Rumble for Vocal Locals. I've got a show and a thing that I'm doing called Vocal Locals, so you can check me out. I do have a website that is going to be coming out called vocallocals.us.
Okay.
So if you guys want to mark that down, you can check that out. That'll be coming out here in the next coming weeks.
Okay. All right. Great, Adam. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for taking a stand, teaching others to do the same. And we'll get those links in an archived article at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can see that this evening. It'll be in your email if you're signed up. See you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., Lord willing, with Kate Shimarati. Adios.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.